Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Hey, y'all. This is comedian Julie Scoggins, and I want to congratulate the boys on being inducted into the North Carolina Broadcasting Hall of Fame. If anybody deserves it, it's these guys.
Into the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Now you guys know what it feels like to be MVP.
Hi, John Boy and Billy. This is your redneck buddy, Charlie Daniels. I am so proud and so pleased for you guys and feel you deserve the honor of being in the North Carolina National Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I am happy for you. I'm not even going to tell a joke this morning. God bless you both. Congratulations.
January 13th. And we got the crew, John Boy and Billy.
Good.
Randy.
What?
Jack Gay. Marcy on camera, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, y'all. Good morning. And, of course, trusty Andy behind a glass. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Today is National Peach Melba Day. All right, what is this? A dessert made from peaches, vanilla ice cream, and raspberry sauce. Mm. Well, don't mention any peaches, but that's the name of it, all right? Oh, French chef Augusta Escoffia.
You made can't it trust up. Them Frenchmen.
They'll call something peach something, and it ain't got no peaches.
Raspberry
sauce.
And I
never have known what Melba was.
I thought it was toast, was, right?
Until, well, yeah, it was the Melba toast. I remember that growing up, but then... This is Nellie Melba was an Australian soprano, and the dessert was named after her.
Oh, really?
I thought Melba was like an ingredient or something.
All right. We'll figure it out. Need it. Today is National Sticker Day, a day to celebrate all things stickers.
And right. How would you suggest we do that?
Stick a sticker on something.
Okay.
All right.
You got any?
Yeah, I got a lot.
I've been saving a few I want to put on the back of your truck.
I don't trust you with that. I'm very particular what goes on the back of my truck. I got an extra Ducks Unlimited sticker. It's pretty cool.
The ones he has are like, I got a shot today or something like that.
And today is National Rubber Ducky Day because according to a 1973 Sesame Street calendar, Rubber Ducky's birthday is January 13th. So, okay. Rubber ducky, you know what? Was that Sesame Street
song?
Yeah.
Which character?
That was a good hit.
Which character?
That was Ernie.
In
the bathtub, right?
Yeah. Rubber ducky, not to be confused with Rick D's Disco Duck.
Disco Duck, totally different. Yeah.
All right, dude. All right, well, we got 3 dates in history saved up. They'll be more important. Well, that'll be our categories for Outbursts. Get our first prize pack out and get you ready to play. Let's wake up. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack this morning, and Astera Labs prize pack. Astera Labs pharmaceutical-grade CBD with zero THC and no bitter aftertaste. Go to BigShow.com, click on the Astera banner, enter code JBB to receive 20% off all CBD products. All right, well, let's look at our 3 dates in history. January 13th, 1957, the Wham-O Company developed the first Frisbee. Right, good work there, Wham-O. 1981, 11-year-old Donna Griffiths of Perthshire, England, caught a cold and started sneezing. She sneezed about every 30 seconds until September 16th, 1983. That's 978 days later.
How do you get any sleep while that's going on?
No,
that's
no.
Crazy.
That is the world sneezing record.
I would hope
by
so,
the way.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. And then on this date in 2005, I guess it would be 2005.
I hope so. Were they still walking around in saber-tooth robes?
Yeah, I mean, we hasn't read the fact yet, so it could be the year 2005. Okay,
no, it was a Major League Baseball adopted a tougher steroid testing program. Mm,
definitely 2005.
Yeah, suspended first-time offenders for 10 days, randomly tested players year-round. All right, 16 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Look at you. Look at the big brain of John Boy.
All right. There's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. She told free line across America. We play Outburst next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, Wednesday morning. Video today brought to you by Astera Labs. We got the Russian ice scraper. Wow. It really works, just tough to drive after this.
It's very thorough.
Check it out. Make a daily visit to thebigshow.com. Right now, get the winning beginning.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Maurice from way across Georgia.
We'll have a big show time.
Maurice! Don't confuse Maurice. Good morning, Maurice.
Good morning, John Boy and Billy. How y'all doing?
Hey, man, we are good. Welcome in here.
Some people call him the gangster of love, I hear.
Whoop, whoop. All right, well, Maurice, let's get through the...
Mo.
Then Mo. All right, like it. All right, Mo, well, let's get through these categories. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Freddy.
All right, man, we need three toys you play with outside. Ready, go.
Oh, I'm going to use a football and a baseball and a little frisbee.
Bam. Works all right. Now we need three cold symptoms. Ready, go.
And say that cough, fever, and we might sneeze
them. Yeah. And for the win, three professional sports that test for steroids. Ready, go.
Oh, my. Let's go with football, baseball, and that professional wrestling.
I'm not sure about the rest of
the
show.
Well, some of the testing is more thorough than other parts.
Yeah, Maurice, we got you the Astera Labs prize pack headed down the Waycross for you.
That sounds good. Can I get a shout-out?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Let me give a shout-out to my family and friends in Waycross, Georgia, home of the Ware County Gators. I'm also a Staff Sergeant and Georgia Army National Guard. Also, roll tide, John Boy and Billy.
Hey, Mo, you hang on for jackets. Bottom of the hour time for the top of your news. Was about 20 minutes away from Axe and Ike and a song from our Willie. Up next. Good morning. It's a big show on the radio. Well, our Willie was busy during the pandemic time here in 2020.
Wow.
Is that how we're supposed to do it? Oh, you mean, okay.
It's not nice to brag about it. You know?
This Willie.
I don't understand lockdown at all then.
Another tune toward the first of this pandemic. All right. Here's our Willie.
Get your gloves and wear your mask. Social distance when you're walking. Just direct your feet to the other side of the street. If you have a little chat, don't spray droplets when you're talking. Do your meet and greet from the other side of the street. And as you go through the day, stay 6 feet away. It's no time to play since COVID exploded. It's a sad, brave new world. No more handshakes, no more hugging. Life can still be sweet on the other side of the street. Situation demands that we all change our plans. Stay home, wash your hands. Since COVID exploded, it could still last a while, but it will not last forever. Hell, this outbreak is complete. Use the other side of the street.
Good Wednesday morning, Big Show's on the radio. It's time to Axe Ike.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to Axe Ike, the place to go for all the 411 you need for all your what you call intrapersonal relationshipacy. Dig this, dear Ike. This isn't really a relationship question, but I just wanted to know what someone like you does on New Year's Eve. I'm just a cable installer and don't really know anything about the rock and roll lifestyle. Let me live... little buddy, what's that word?
Vicariously.
Vicariously.
That means he's just going to watch it and enjoy it through you.
That sounds kind of perfect. I can't wait to hear how a musical icon celebrates. Thanks in advance, Troy in Birmingham. Dear Troy, New Year's Eve... Damn, you about 50 years too late, brother. Back in my time, it was lively times. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Nowadays, it's Skinamax, Gerald Tull, and Miley Cyrus swinging on a ball. But this year was different, thanks to white boy Patrick. Let me preach on it. By now, everybody knows about white boy Patrick. He's my official intern for life. Time to time, I regretterate giving him that title, like this past New Year's Eve. Now, see, I ain't one of them spring chitlins no more. I just wanted to hang out at the crib, eat some pig's feet, pickled eggs, a variety of them little, what you call, who's duvas. Then we was gonna kick back, pop a malt liquor tall boy, and watch my prized collection of Dolomite movies on the VCR. You know, expose the boys to some real culture. But Patrick, or as he is now known, that damn Patrick, had other plans, none of which involved me. Man, what's up that, man? Hell, I must be getting old. I missed all the signs of trouble on the horizontal. For a long time, Patrick wanted his own vehicle instead of always taking a Broham. One day I asked him what he wanted for Christmas, and he said a cheap Escort to hang his fuzzy dice on. So I called my main man, Slippery Pete, down at Pimpan Motors for the hookup. Now, just a few years ago, I'd have known that cheap Escort was a hoe and fuzzy dice were, well, it's fuzzy dice. So there we is. We're sitting there watching Rudy Ray Moore swing that pimp cane, sucking the meat out of them pig knuckles. And I notice white boy Patrick getting all antsy-pantsy. So I get up to get us another couple cold ones. And when I come back, there's three hoochie mamas dancing around. Behind my back, he called up that delivery service, Boober. It's kind of like carpooling for skeezers. They good, too. They put hoe on the go out of business. Now, all this would have been great if I'd had some notice, but I was slap out of my Niagara, and the EBT card don't cover oysters. So here I is in my brand new Royale Purple Polyestrogen Walmart PJs, sipping my last malt liquor and trying to keep them biatches from recording over Dolomite. There's that damn Patrick dancing like to some Lady Gugu song stripped to his Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer G-string. I'll give you one guess where the red nose was. They was all carrying on, and there I sat looking like Grady from Sanford and Son. The last straw was catching one of them skanks eating my cheese whiz right out of the can. You don't never put your mouth on a man's cheese whiz can. Then the unthinkable happened. Patrick called me Buzz Killington. First, I thought it was a compliment, like that guy from Toy Story. But no, that ain't it. That hurt. That cut deep. Deeper than that groupie did with that fro pick in Detroit back in 63. I lost my mind. This was supposed to be our night. Just a musical icon and his wacky intern. But then they had to go and ruin it. Just plain ruined it. He stormed out, hose in tow, and my cheese whiz tucked in the waistband of his damn G-string. Even if he give it back, I ain't gonna touch it now. So everybody out there, if you see a slightly doughy cracker, about 6'3", with a G-string and SpongeBob slippers, driving a Bondo Brown 77 Escort, call me. I hate to say it, but I miss him, damn it. And if you ain't sure it's him, holla, show me your belly. If he does, it's him. You don't know what you got till it's gone, even if it's a cracker. Who eats you out of house and home and ain't nothing but a slacker. He never kept the Broham clean or washed his stinky drawers, but I loved him like a long-lost son, even when he didn't do his chores. I missed the way he'd eat baked beans that made his belly tight, that he could fart the theme from Shaft, or The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Come back home, Patrick, and bring the hose. Hang up the sign, Do Not Disturb. But if they eat my cheese whiz one more time, I'll kick all your asses to the curb. This is Ike. Missing Patrick. Peace out.
If you want to ask Ike, mail to Ike, Ike, John Boy Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219.
And pick me up some cool menthols on the way home.
All right, is Miss Carisha getting the information?
Like you said, I was like, well, we got somebody new working. What happened?
Oh, Miss Curry shall get your information.
Miss Curry shall. Yeah. All right, good. We all said. We're going to have to stop and figure out what I said every time.
This is true.
That would slow things down a good bit. Yeah.
Carisha, right. Tell them.
Yeah, come here, Carisha. Hey, get your news right now. Good morning. It's a Big Show on the Radio, Wednesday, January 13th. Having a birthday today. Happy birthday. You're sharing one with on a celebrity birthday list. Actor Liam Hemsworth is 31.
You know the guy who plays Thor? That's his brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was in, I know Thor had a brother.
He was in the Hunger Games movies.
Oh, Thor did have a brother. They fought, didn't they? Loki or Lodi?
That's his movie brother. This is his brother in real life.
Oh, his real life brother?
Yeah, yeah.
I was married to him. Like, it was pretty cool. I was married to him. Right. Like 6 months. Then like, I broke up with him. Then like, I broke up with him. Then I married him again. Then I broke up again. Pretty cool.
Are you telling me there's a Thor in real life?
We're telling you that there are three gorgeous Hemsworth brothers.
That was one of my favorite comic book characters growing up, kid Thor. I didn't understand the whole hammer deal. I just thought it was cool.
And it was one of the superpower weapons you had readily access to.
That's right. He actually had a hammer in the house.
And Mama had an iron, so I liked Iron Man, too.
Well.
Look at you.
Yeah, got to find stuff to play with back then. Actor Orlando Bloom is 44.
He hasn't done much since
he's in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Funny black guy?
No.
All right.
He's done.
He doesn't care. It wasn't who he thought it was. He's done.
Right.
It's Captain Jack. Yeah. It's the young kid that hung out with Captain Jack.
Johnny's not interested in having a long discussion about it.
No, it's not who I'm wrong.
Okay, let's move on.
Is he the one that had the wooden eye and he kept pulling it out of his head? No, that wasn't him.
What about actress Nicole Eggert? She's 50. It says she was a former Baywatch babe. Was she the good looking one?
Yeah, she was the good looking one.
And actress Penelope Ann Miller is 57.
One of those faces you would recognize her immediately if you saw her picture. She used to be in a lot of stuff, and I haven't seen her in years.
So it says she was in Kindergarten Cop, Big Top Pee Wee, Biloxi Blues, and Famous.
Yes.
Yeah, still don't know her. All right. Hey, our buddy Trace Adkins having a birthday today. Trace, 59. Hope you listen to Nashville's morning, Trace. Happy birthday. And let's see. Jewel Louis Dreyfus.
Louis.
Elaine from Seinfeld.
Elaine from Seinfeld.
Is 60 years old today. All right. She's one that really went on after Seinfeld and did like probably better than anybody else. Would you say?
For a while, they were calling it the Seinfeld curse. They were saying everybody on the show that tried to do something after that, it just didn't really catch fire. But she did that, the old Christine show, New Adventures of Old Christine, on CBS, and she had another show that ran several seasons too.
Right. Yeah, she's still doing Veep.
She has worked, basically pretty steadily since then. Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't work out too good for Kramer.
It didn't work out because he got involved.
Yeah, so, I guess so. Yeah. And George, he was on, several movies like that. But yeah. So, and
what was the movie where the monkey lived in the hotel and he was the manager of the hotel or something?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember the name of it.
Dunstan Checks In.
There you go. Yes, exactly.
Who don't know nothing about movies? You tell me about a monkey movie.
Who was the funny black guy in Pirates of the Caribbean?
All right. So mainly, happy birthday to you.
Yes.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. You can win a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives. Now, if you go to thebigshow.com, click on the Liquid Performance banner, get 20% off all appearance, maintenance, and performance products when you enter code JBB at checkout. Hang on, we'll play in minutes. It's time for Tatertainment News. Here's our girl, Marcy Tater Moran.
And just remember, you asked for it. First off, we need to pay our respects. We need to pay our respects to Tommy Lasorda, the Hall of Fame manager who led the L.A. Dodgers to the World Championships in 1981 and 1988, has died of heart failure. He was 93 years old. I don't know if you know this, but Lasorda's history with the Dodgers dates back to 1954 when he pitched for the team when they were the Brooklyn Dodgers.
That's something, man. I remember Rayford telling that old story about Lasorda at a Concord, North Carolina. Was playing some double-A ball.
Tell you what.
We're not gonna expand on that.
No.
Okay.
Sorry, just a memory I have.
right.
Just a memory. Moving into a show that maybe your wives watched. I don't know. Sex and the City. I don't know if that was on a lot in your households.
No.
But it looks like they Have will you met reunite. Our wives?
And it wasn't in the city, in the country.
It wasn't even in my house.
Why? What happened to them?
Well, nothing. They are going to reunite. And
that shouldn't be creepy at all.
They're going to do a reunion. They're going to start shooting for that in the spring for 10 new episodes. They will. The next chapter of Sex and the City will air on HBO Max and will explore the complicated reality of life and friendship of Carrie, Miranda, and Charlotte in their 50s,
Except
according to
this,
Variety magazine.
At this time, I'm guessing they're hitting on the doctor at the nursing home to try to get a COVID vaccine.
I think they're going to call it Golden Ghouls.
Cougars in the City. Not quite sure how they're going to do that. But Kim Cattrall, who was Samantha, who was the one that talked like this, and was really the sexiest of all of them. She is not going to be... Well, okay. Well, she's not going to be reuniting with them because she had a falling out with Sarah Jessica Parker, for those of you who do care, and they have not made up, and so she will not be in the reunion.
Hello, hello, Ginger, Marianne, Gilligan's Island. Hello, don't hold out on the reunions.
Letting you know, just letting you know.
Woman, hold a grudge.
Yeah, well.
I'm going to write that down.
That's the name of the new show, as a matter of fact. Woman will hold a grudge. Yeah.
Now I'll watch.
No, you live it. All right. Jeff Bezos is no longer the world's wealthiest person. The title now belongs to, guess who? That's right, Elon Musk.
The James Bond supervillain is actually the richest man in the world now. Yeah.
He's the Tesla and SpaceX entrepreneur. His net worth, just as of last week, exceeded $195 billion.
I'm telling you, if he ever does decide to become a supervillain, we're all dead.
Oh, yeah. But don't worry, he'll stupid himself out of the top spot
pretty
quick.
He's been known to do that, too. Yeah.
And I tell you, he just, you know, in those circles, he just barely beat out Bezos by $10 billion. So, you know, it was a close right. run, but Bezos dropped a second.
Meanwhile, Warren Buffett is over there going, I ain't dead yet. Right.
Well, you know what? The five richest people on the planet in order are now Musk, Bezos, Bill Gates, French businessman Bernard Arnault, and Mark Zuckerberg. So Warren didn't even make the top five.
Yeah, what a loser.
I know. Mark Zuckerberg has only $102 billion in the bank, according to Bloomberg.
See you later, pores.
He's slumming.
Yeah.
Oh, the final Alex Trebek episode that he taped in October aired last Friday, and Jeopardy now is starting to do some temporary hosts. Many that they are considering this as an audition role, and many that they're looking at to do this is one of the former news anchors, Katie Couric.
Really?
She wouldn't comment on whether she wants the job permanently, but she is going to be one of the temporary hosts. And, of course, Jeopardy champion Ken Jennings is also going to take the hosting reins this week. He's presumably the front runner for the position, but he has had some tarnishing of his reputation recent from social media, where apparently he tweeted and made fun of a handicapped person. And so that's social media follows you.
I'll take really dumb moves for $1,000.
Gotta watch out for that. Dr. Anthony Fauci thinks that if everyone would smarten up and practice COVID-19 protocols, we could see theaters and other live entertainment venues reopening sometime in the fall of 2021.
Well, don't worry. He'll change his mind in a little bit.
He says everything's got to go right, though. By the time we get to the early to mid-fall, you can have people feeling safe performing on stage as well as people in the audience. But for that to happen, vaccine distribution needs to succeed. The theaters have to have good ventilation and proper air filters, and audience members will have to wear masks. Do all that, and I think he can start getting back to almost full capacity of seating, he said.
All right.
Anyone? Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of artists, boy, they are just selling off all their stuff. Selling it. Lindsey Buckingham and Neil Young are the latest artists to sell their publishing.
Mm-hmm. Their publishing rights?
Yeah.
Their publishing rights. So Lindsey Buckingham.
No, their newspaper collection.
I'm just trying to help her out.
He made an undisclosed deal with
I
think it's pronounced hypnosis, even though it's spelled weird.
Okay, because I want to say hypnosis, but yeah, hypnosis songs. And he parted with 100% of the rights to 161 songs, which includes those he wrote for Fleetwood Mac, along with 50% of his unreleased material. Now, Neil Young, he also made the deal with Hypnosis Songs. They bought 50% of his catalog of 1,180 songs, but they left Neil Young with approval where songs can be placed. So no word on how much Lindsey Buckingham made off the deal, but estimates on Neil Young, they said, according to Billboard, they estimate that the catalog is valued between $90 and $105 million, giving Neil somewhere between $45 and $52 million.
And I saw something about Lindsey Buckingham. The reason he decided to do it right now, it's not just because everybody else is doing it. He has had some heart problems. He has heart problems in his family. I think his father and one of his brothers died early of heart trouble. And he's had some heart problems, and they say that they think he is trying to make things as simple as possible if something happens to him for his family. So he wants to make the deal now while he's still around to do it.
All right. That is very smart. Yeah. And that's a look at Tatertainment. You don't expect a lot. I told you.
That's good. Thank you very much.
All right.
Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. We found out this was the first major retailer to offer self-checkout in the United States.
Kmart
sure was. All right, today's John Boy Jeopardy. Let's go back to around 3000 B.C. Okay. The ancient Egyptians became the first known humans that celebrated this annual event.
What is King Tut's New Year's Rockin' Eve?
I've seen some tapes of that.
Yeah, it was wild, yeah.
1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good Wednesday morning, Big Show, humming through Hump Day, and our video today brought to you by Astera Labs, pharmaceutical-grade CBD with zero THC and no bitter aftertaste. We got the Russian ice scraper. A little overdoing it. Check it out for yourself. Make a visit to thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy. And now your host, once known as the Alamance Ice Scraper for no apparent reason, he's John Boy.
I love my home county, thank you.
He tried many of them before John Boy ended up catching on. Yeah.
We got KC out of Hurdle Mills, North Carolina. Good morning, KC.
Good morning.
All right, Case, you first up. See what you got. Around 3000 B.C., the ancient Egyptians became the first known humans that celebrated this annual event.
I'm going to have to go with New Year's.
Is it New Year's? I don't know if it was on New Year's for that or not.
Mm-mm, no.
It wasn't too busy building pyramids.
Yeah. Busy.
We appreciate you playing, KC. Have a great day, buddy.
Thank you. You too.
All right, man. Let's go to Thomas in Greeley, Missouri. Good morning, Thomas.
No, it's Greeley, Colorado.
Oh, okay. Oh, well. C-O instead of an M-O. You were close, Jackie. You were using our alphabet.
She only missed about one letter.
All right. I'm glad you made it in here, Thomas. Let's see what you got. The ancient Egyptians became the first known humans that celebrated this annual event.
I'm not mistaken, that is birthdays.
You say birthdays? Then you are not mistaken. Good work, Thomas.
Hey. History paid off.
He said history paid off.
Good work. And you retained some of it. Good stuff, man.
All right. A little bit.
All right, buddy. Well, you hang on, Thomas. Jackie, hook you up with this prize package.
Thank you, John Boy. Can I give a shout out?
Of course.
I want to give a shout out to my wonderful, beautiful wife, Donna.
Well, all right.
Sitting at home.
Congratulations. That's good. Your wife's living in the same house with you.
Good deal. Yes, she is.
So far.
They look great together. Just great.
All right, Thomas. Jackie, get it to Greeley, Colorado, Jackie. All right.
We got her
pointed in the right direction,
thank
buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you, John Boyd.
All right, we jump out, catch you up on your news. Then, right on the other side of this report, our time capsule for this January 13th. Hang on, boy.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Hello, I'm Clayton J. Spillsbury, the founder and president of the American Health Options League. A-Hole is a diverse coalition of people working to create a new American healthcare system for the 21st century. Who are these people? Well, if you watch TV, you've seen members of our public interest division at town hall meetings during the recent congressional recess. Across the country, these A-Hole people have been making their voices heard loud and clear. But our membership also includes the people of America's A-Hole insurance companies, working hard to control rising costs and deliver maximum value for their stockholders. And, of course, we're all proud of the A-Hole healthcare providers in hospitals, clinics, and doctor's offices, providing A-Hole quality service to patients every day. You're probably saying, wow, that's a pretty diverse group. Is it tough for these people to reconcile their different A-Hole agendas? You bet it is, but that's what our organization is all about. Our members get together on a regular basis to talk about the healthcare system and share their A-Hole ideas about how to change it. We believe great ideas can come from anybody because everybody has an A-Hole opinion. If you'd like to get involved, come out to an upcoming A-Hole convention at a town or city near you. When it comes to healthcare reform, you can count on the involvement of A-Hole people. We're committed to being part of the conversation and part of the ultimate solution, so that when the debate is over and the new healthcare system is finally created, all of America will stand up and say, wow, thanks a lot, A-Hole. For more information, call us at 800-555-A-Hole or visit our website at a-hole.org. I'm Clayton J. Spillsbury, one of the A-Hole people making plans for your future. We hope you'll join us because we believe A-Hole people are the ones who get things done.
This message paid for by the American Health Options League.
John Boy and Billy.
Oh, man, I hate those guys. More than I hate spinach, traffic jams, and the last few years of MASH.
Morning radio done right.
Good morning. Big Show's on the radio. About 20 minutes. Bye-bye, Bach. Nigo Sports, still giddy from Alabama's win Monday night. Got something special for y'all. Ain't gonna find out all about it. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for our mysterious visitor from the East, the all-seeing, all-knowing, and former personal stylist to Abe Vigoda, Tarmac the Magnificent.
That guy could wear a tie, I'll tell you.
Tarmac, I hold in my hands the envelopes. As a child of four could plainly see, these envelopes are hermetically sealed. They've been kept in a mayonnaise jar in Russell Crowe's underwear drawer since noon yesterday. So no one knows the contents of these envelopes. But you, in your mystical and semi-divine way, will ascertain the answers to these questions, having never before seen the questions. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Well, here's envelope number one.
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Who keeps the Real Plastic Surgeons of Beverly Hills in business?
Yeah.
Seems like they have some work done. Mm. We're envelope number two.
COVID-19 and Deadpool 2.
COVID-19 and Deadpool 2.
What was the final score of the COVID Deadpool game? Thank you.
Envelope number three.
The Raiders, the Steelers, and the Bills.
The Raiders, the Steelers, and the Bills.
Name three things people don't like about Congress. I tell you that right now.
We're in envelope number four.
Clash of the Titans.
Clash of the Titans.
Describe Dolly Parton in a sports bra.
Dolly. We're at envelope number five.
Secretariat.
Secretariat.
Name a horse that can type 80 words a minute.
They type that script?
Yeah. Envelope number six.
Picking strawberries, washing a car, and a date with Kathy Griffin.
Picking strawberries, washing a car, and a date with Kathy Griffin.
Name three things you really need a bucket for. Thank you.
Envelope number seven.
Pootie Tang.
Oh, boy.
Pootie Tang.
What's the all-time worst-selling flavor of Tang?
We're at envelope number eight.
Wow.
All systems go.
All systems go.
What happens when you take Claritin, X-Lax, and Viagra at the same time?
And we're at envelope number nine.
Almondinger.
Almondinger.
What's the weirdest thing Dickie Betts ever saw backstage at a concert?
Think about it. Mm-hmm. All right, we got it. And Tarmac, I hold in my hands the final envelope.
May a lonely camel moisten your hot pocket.
Final envelope.
Pearl, a squirrel, and John Boy.
Hmm. Pearl, a squirrel, and John Boy.
Name three things at Booger Branch that pee outdoors.
That is Tarmac the Magnificent.
Yes, sir.
It's a big show on your radio. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good day. Your old pal Steve here. No, not the former idiot intern, the crocodile stalker. And you're listening to my two favorite bonza mates, John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. I'll tell you, it's nice to be high and dry and safe and sound in this NACA studio. Hey, what's this wire for?
Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio. We'll hump it to your hump day. Earlier this hour in John Boy Jeopardy, we found out the ancient Egyptians were the first known humans that celebrated a birthday. That's where it all started. Kind of picked it up from there, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
But it was pretty interesting. At least for the time, only the queen and the male members of the royal family were honored.
Well, they didn't think too much of themselves.
So. They didn't. So then later on in the Middle Ages, German peasants became the first to celebrate the birthdays of everyone in the family.
Hmm.
So it was the German peasants.
Huh.
They got it going. And then Kinderfestes is what they called it, or children's birthday parties, were especially important and were the forerunner to today's kids' parties.
I'm hoping you didn't pronounce that right, because that sounds awful.
Kinderfestes.
He's got Kinderfestes.
Kinderfestes.
I think, German, it would be, yeah, that's probably right.
All right. That means talking German.
Yeah,
sure. Right. Anything, then move it on.
Now we'll move on to English.
How about bratwurst? I know another German word. All right, so there you go about birthdays.
Yeah,
we are celebrating them today, ain't we?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win the current events quiz. Take C, win a Happy Herd prize pack. Happy Herd makes the highest quality attractants, minerals, and feed for deer, bear, and hogs in the hunting industry. Go to BigShow.com, click on the Happy Herd link, enter code JBB2020 at checkout, and get 25% off. Hang on, you can win in minutes. All right, now our man Bob Ibog from Nyco Sports is on the line. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, John Boy and Billy. I knew we'd be back talking Bama football.
Well, man, we called it, Bob. Alabama, another national championship, buddy.
Number 18, I tell you, I watched that game the other night, and it was just amazing. Men against boys, and watching the Devontae Smith catch all those passes. I mean, he had 12 passes, 215 yards, and 3 touchdowns, won the MVP after winning the Heisman earlier in the week, and he only played the first half because he injured his hand and still got the MVP of the game. So a lot of great memories. I went back and looked, John Boy and Billy, at the beginning of this season, figuring out, can we get through it with all the, COVID-19 problems and the virus, and over 130 college games were canceled or postponed during the season. Yet, we had a college championship, and now Alabama are the champions. And people will remember this season for years to come. It was so historic. It would be talked about. Fathers will pass down the stories to their kids, and their grandparents will talk about this for years to come. And what we've talked about last week with you and what we're talking about today is a full-size Rawlings championship football for Alabama. Only 5,000 of these will ever be produced. They come with an individually numbered certificate of authenticity. $99 will snag you one of these. It benefits Extra Yard for Teachers, which is a group that I've worked with, gosh, for the last 5-6 years, to help raise monies for school teachers around the country. We've raised several $100,000 from something like this. And in a moment, I'll give out a toll-free number and a website how you can still get this football. We're well over halfway sold out. So when I give out that number, I urge you, call today or you'll get left out, because with this being such a historic season, these will become something that, not just a football, but it'll be a piece of American history that you're going to want to have. But before I do that, I want to point out on the football, everything is embossed on the ball. You'll get the entire undefeated season for the Crimson Tide laid out across that first panel, game by game, with the date, score, and the opponent right next to an Alabama helmet logo. The panel right below that has some Crimson Tide football facts and trivia, and they've got the Alabama logo, and all 18 of the Tide's national championships are right there. And then the third and last panel on the ball has the official logo for the college football playoffs to score 52-24. And I'll have to say that again for any Ohio State fan out there, 52-24. and then you've got the logo, and it'll say national champions on this part of the ball. So beautiful item to get for an upcoming maybe a birthday or Father's Day, Mother's Day gift, or even maybe an anniversary, or You got Valentine's Day coming up. Here's how you can order it while we still have a few left. It's 1-800-345-2868. That's a toll-free number. 1-800-345-2868. Or check it out online. You can see the beautiful Alabama championship football online at NICOSports.com. You spell it NICOSports.com. Again, that number, 1-800-345-2868. Do not delay, because every year we sold this out. Every year I get calls after the game saying, begging me, Bob, do you have any of these footballs left? I say, guys, they're gone. Only 5,000 made.
That's it, man. And you really don't need a special occasion. If you've got an Alabama fan that you want to have as a lifelong friend, then you might want to get one of these and pass it on. And we got a setup too, Bob, where you can go to thebigshow.com, click on the NICO Sports Banner, and it'll take you right to the website as well.
Well, I you know, we've worked together on these projects, and somebody else asked me today, you know, this has been an ongoing thing with 18 championships. Nick Saban has been responsible for 6 of them, tying him with the great Bear Bryant for the most ever as an Alabama head coach, and he has 7 overall. That's another reason people will be talking about this, because now he is the all-time winningest college football coach ahead of Bear Bryant. That's a historic name, and he did it this year in 2020, and he did it during and navigated through this whole pandemic season. So I do encourage people, get yourself a piece of American history and enjoy this, and as I say, roll tide.
All right, Bob, we appreciate you, buddy. Sounds good, man.
You have a great day. Be good
right.
Now.
Thank you very much. Once again, you can go to thebigshow.com, click on the NICO Sports Banner, take you right there, or you can call. Operator standing by right now, 800-345-2868. It's Alabama Championship Footballs. We'll sell out. So get you one right now. All right, Benny, well, let's play the current events quiz. What are we dealing with?
A look at the pet-friendliest restaurant ever.
All right, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. If you take C, you will win. We play next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, rolling to you Wednesday. And our video today is brought to you by Astera Labs, pharmaceutical-grade CBD with zero THC and no bitter aftertaste. Check out the Russian ice scraper. I don't think you want to use it, but we'll just look at it.
But I bet that guy still drove to work. It is Russian.
Well, check it out, thebigshow.com. Right now, ready, girls?
Ready? Okay. Come here.
Hey, and we got Cynthia from New Market, Tennessee. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Cynthia, you remain relaxed. Listen to Bidley and win this prize pack.
Hey, what's up? You ready? Here we go. A Filipino restaurant called the Whole Pet Kitchen in downtown Manila has a rather unusual menu. And no, they don't serve pets as food, but they do serve food to pets. Mm-hmm. Yahoo News reports the eatery is a lot like any other restaurant, except they offer a selection of dishes with recipes designed especially for dogs, which means no chocolate in the cupcakes, no tomato sauce in the lasagna, since both can be hazardous to your canine companion's health. But the menu has people food, too. Still, the pet entrees are the main attraction. The best-selling item so far is A, barcaroni and cheese, B, cauliflower casserole, or C, mailman butt bites.
What you got, Cynthia?
I would say A.
Oh, no! Whoa. Congratulations, Cynthia. Whoa. You're our first Wall of Shamer of 2021.
Well, thank you. That makes me feel wonderful. Yeah, please put number one somewhere.
As you get through again, Cynthia, the answer is always C.
That's why the cheerleaders go, tag C.
Right.
Yeah, a girl.
But see, always, now she fully appreciates the bit. That's perfect.
Yeah. Always appreciate our new listeners out there. Cynthia, welcome to the big show. Jackie, we'll go over that again with you in case you get another shot.
All righty, hon.
Okay. Oop.
Thank you.
Bottom of the hour, time with the top of your news. Right on the other side, go Hot Tomb 2020, big hit, and then Zach the Weed Guy's girlfriend. A big show on the radio. Back with some of my most requested tunes over the year 2020. Well, between COVID-19 and Horton Delbert's girl problems.
Yep.
A lot of good music coming from Horton the Junior Nation Band.
They had a lot on their plate.
And here's a good one.
Well, she packed up her bags and she drove off. In the dark, it was 4 a.m. when the dogs all started to bark. She was mad as she could be when she backed her car into the tree. Locked down, baby, sick of being locked down with me. She stomped on the gas, did some donuts in the yard. Bought a full tank of gas with my prepaid MasterCard. Stole my rainy day funds. I think she even took one of my guns. Lockdown, baby, officially. I checked at the Walmart and Petro Express. This little gal is a sure enough mess. The boy at the Quick Trip said she was just here. Bought a big box of tampons and a 12-pack of beer. She packed up her car and she drove off in the dark. Where she's headed is a big old question mark. About half out of her mind, and she can be real unkind. Lockdown, baby, has left my butt behind. You know, normally I'd fill in some of the details of the story on the guitar break here, but this time there's some details I'm just gonna leave out. Not cause I'm embarrassed, just I'm a tad winded from trying to hit the notes on that high part, and I know it's coming up again in a minute, so if y'all don't mind, I'm just gonna catch my breath for a second. All right, here we go. Let's take it home. I looked at the Walmart and Petro Express. That little gal is a sure enough mess. The boy at the Quick Trip said she was just here. Bought a big box of tampons and a 12-pack of beer. My big love affair has gone right down the tubes. She was
had a nice pair of boots. She's running wild and free down State Road 23. Lockdown baby had a buttload of me. I'm the last feller that she ever wants to see. Lockdown baby has had a buttload of me. Yeah. There it is, cool cats and kittens. Another cautionary tale of heartbreak and tribulation from your best friends at the Junior Nation Band. Reminding you to wash your hands and wear a mask when you go to the Quick Trip. We need to knock these virus numbers down, because me and the boys need to get out there and find us some new romantic prospects. As you've heard, we done run all the ones we had off. Y'all keep them straight out there. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
A big show on the radio. We are humming through your hum day. All right, we ready? Got a Zoom call ready? All right, let's do it.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Zach, the weed guy's girlfriend, Mary Jane.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, my dudes? Y'all doing good?
Yeah, doing all right. Looks like is that fog on your lens there?
I don't think that's fog.
Oh, man, you see that?
Cloudy in the apartment.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, man. Right. Zoom's good resolution. I've just been sitting around the house, y'all. I've just been sitting around thinking about stuff and fogging up my window. Yeah. Y'all want to hear some of it?
Of course.
Cool. This bra. Last year was rough, right? Yeah. One thing's for sure. Like, we'll never forget it. I bet 2021 is going to be the first year nobody accidentally puts down the wrong year when they're writing a check.
There you go.
Guys, you ever do that thing where you look in the refrigerator and like 5 minutes later you go back and look again? It's not because you think you're gonna see something new. You're just checking to see if your standards have dropped low enough to eat what's already in there. That's the nutrition label on a food box. It should have a section for, what if I just ate the whole thing all by myself right now? What's a serving like that? People who take naps are the real heroes. Think about how much courage it takes to wake up twice in one day. They're my heroes. How come the Amazon guy can leave $1,500 flat screen TV on my front porch and not even knock, man? But I have to go to the door and sign my name to get a 14-inch pizza. Want your ID and everything.
Yeah.
They should make a version of Monopoly just for millennials. You just keep going around the board paying rent because you never have enough money to buy it. Graveyards would be way more interesting if they put the cause of death on the tombstone. Sorry.
That's a little dark.
My tongue
for you,
stuck.
Yeah.
I said death. Okay. Good looking people that have crappy personalities are like the real life versions of clickbait.
Man, deep.
I'll let you sit with that one.
Yeah,
you're gonna need to.
Yeah.
Tobacco companies kill all their best customers. Mm. And condom companies kill all their future customers.
Well.
I've been thinking. Teenagers drive like their time's running out. And old people drive like they've got all the time.
Yeah, very true.
And how come mothers only get one day and sharks get like a whole week? When I turned 13, y'all, I realized how dumb I sounded when I was a little kid. And when I turned 21, I realized how dumb I sounded when I was a teenager. Now I'm starting to realize why old people don't talk much. That's me. I'm leaving y'all on a high note. That's it for me. Y'all keep rocking, okay, dudes? And I'll keep thinking. We'll just keep zooming.
I think the fog's starting to roll in again, too. All
right. Later, dudes.
Deep Thoughts is brought to you by Hargrave's Potted Meat Product. Because it's 420 somewhere.
Good morning to Big Show's on the radio.
Well, well, well. You've obviously got nothing better to do, or maybe you're just not smart enough to change the dial. Whatever the reason, you're listening to John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. Aren't they wonderful?
Good morning, it is Big Show on the Radio. I knew you never had to miss a minute of the Big Show thanks to John Bo Miller's Late Risers Podcast. Every morning, about an hour and a half after we wrap up the broadcast, podcast drops. Easy to do it right there at thebigshow.com. You subscribe, it'll automatically download, so you just get a chance, lay back and listen up. Join the top 10 countries in the world listening to the Big Show, of course. The United States, Canada, Puerto Rico, United Kingdom, South Africa, Germany, Belgium, New Zealand, Mexico, and France. Figured I'd speak language of one of the top 10 countries.
There. Which one did you do?
The France.
Okay.
I didn't know you were bilingual.
Hey, watch. He likes girls. Everything you need, Late Risers Podcast at thebigshow.com. What to watch coming up in minutes, Wordy Word. We catch up with Pac-Man, talk about national championship game. Alabama rules again. It's the Big Show. Rolls on.
Bring it on.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets bragging rights and a moon pie prize pack. Yeah, the original marshmallow sandwich since 1917. Every dad we know wants a moon pie hat, t-shirt, and some moon pies. Perfect holiday gift. Go to thebigshow.com, click on the moon pie banner, enter code JBB, get 20% off all moon pie products and gifts. Got some cool moon pie t-shirts in there, too, like that. Hang on, you win you some in minutes. We're right now from the desk of the dresser drawers of Tater Table News.
Yes.
It's what to watch. Here's Marcy.
Oh, good to be here. Thank you so much. We
but
have
you're
the weekend
here,
box
there.
Office.
Oh, it's good to be there. Yeah.
It's good to be with you.
Thank you, baby.
All right. Look at the weekend box office from this past weekend. Coming in at number five, we're going to do the top five. Number five was Toy Story. Yeah, it's the re-release of the monster hit from Pixar that introduced the world to Woody and Buzz Lightyear. That was in theaters.
It's a classic.
Number four was Honest Thief. This is the Liam Neeson movie where Liam Neeson stars in the Liam Neeson.
In a
Neeson.
Liam Neeson type movie, yeah.
Right. Very Liam Neeson.
Do they take his family? I can't keep up.
He's fighting somebody. Okay. That I know.
He gets betrayed at some point, I'm sure.
Someone does him wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
does he use a special set of skills that he
possesses? Probably,
yeah.
and he talks like this.
Ah, that's the guy.
Yeah. Coming in at number three was Come Play. This is a thriller about a monster named Larry who attacks his victims through their tablets and their smartphones.
So the opposite of a Liam Neeson movie.
I don't think Liam's been named Larry in any of his action movies. But that's supposed to be a scary one, Come Play. Coming in at number two was The War with Grandpa, a comedy with Robert De Niro as the old guy whose grandson really doesn't want the old guy to share a bedroom.
I think the grandson thinks he's in a Liam Neeson movie, except he's the bad guy.
I will find you and I will end you. And debuting at number one, Let Him Go. This is Kevin Costner and Diane Lane. They co-star as a retired sheriff and his wife who are grieving over the death of their son and who go in search of their grandson.
The buzz has been very good on this one so far. Yeah.
So what is the deal with movie theaters? Are they, most of them open, spacing?
Not really.
Most
really?
Of them are closed. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But there is spacing on the one in the ones that are.
Yeah.
Okay.
But these are theater movies.
Yes.
We're talking about. Okay. All right. That we can't see.
Wait a minute. Now, you never went to the theater when they were all open. So don't get all upset about it now.
It's gonna be streaming somewhere in about 2 weeks. Don't worry, you'll get to see it.
I ain't worried about it.
No, don't need to worry about it. I just wanted to go when there's no crowd. New streaming this week, The Informer. An ex-con gets himself sent back to prison to infiltrate the mob that rules the world behind bars. So if you like a mob movie, this would be one. Ava, Jessica Chastain stars as a deadly assassin sent to carry out a high-profile hit that goes dangerously wrong, and she has to fight to stay alive.
As Ava. One does in that kind of movie. Yeah.
All right.
Usually when it goes dangerously wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Battle of the Bulge, Winter War. Tom Berenger is in a true story of World War II. The 2nd Infantry troops surrounded by advancing Germans while defending a vital supply depot for Allied soldiers.
Right.
I usually like those kind of movies, so I'm interested in seeing this one. And a new original over on Netflix, On the Rocks. Sofia Coppola. Coppola?
Mm-hmm.
I said it right. Coppola?
Yeah.
The director
time,
of Lost in Translation. She reunites with Bill Murray in another story of an older guy and a way younger woman. This time it's New York instead of Japan, and the woman is Rashida Jones instead of Scarlett Johnson or Johansson. And there may or may not be karaoke involved.
Okay.
So you may feel a little deja vu. Mm-hmm. You may not. Depends. It's been a while since you've seen Lost in Translation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Johnny's ever seen it.
No,
talking
about. Bill Murray, if he's in this one, might watch it. Yeah, okay. I like Bill Murray.
All right.
Yay, we found
he
one.
He said, Gunga Galunga. Gunga Gungla Gunga.
Is it Googable? All right. And that's a wrap of What to Watch, my friends.
All right, well, thank you very much. Let's play Wordy Word, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. Get a couple contestants, play some Wordy Word, and give away some moon pies. Coming up. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Hump to you, hump day. Our video of the day brought to you by Astera Labs, pharmaceutical grade CBD with zero THC and no bitter aftertaste. We got the Russian ice scraper. Check it out. A little overdoing it there, Russia. Right there at thebigshow.com, and we'll be taking a classic bid request off the wall coming up in minutes. Right now, let's do it.
Everybody's heard about the bird.
We played a wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet our contestants. We got Stetson from Hobbs, New Mexico. Good morning, Stetson.
Good morning, John. Morning, Dave.
Good morning. All right, good old Western name there. Stetson, I like it.
Yeah.
Let's see. And we got Alan from Hartwell, Georgia. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Good old Georgia name.
Alan.
All right, boys, welcome. Alan, you're on Team Tater and Randy.
All
Stetson
right.
on the John Boy Miller side. New Mexico versus Georgia. Two rounds. All right, then.
Oh, boy. Right.
Alan, you relax. Me and Stetson going to go for the first 30 seconds. All right.
Go for it.
We had trouble with this last week, didn't we?
And you made fun of me and everything.
I did, didn't I? All right. All right, Stetson, let's see what we can do. You ready, buddy?
Yes, sir. Let's go.
All right. Start the clock now. This is a word that they'll tell you to watch out. Be careful.
Caution.
No, another word.
Like that.
Yeah, like that. The robot on Lost in Space. Danger, danger. A blank label on something that'll harm you. A blank label.
Danger.
No, blank label. I already said danger. It's another word like that. I'm blanking you. Be careful, I'm blanking you.
He's blanking you right back.
I think you owe me an apology.
That is a hard word for wordy word. Alright, doggone it. Stunk out of. Well, let's see what Alan and Tater can do. Alan, can you hear Tater?
Yep.
Hi, Alan.
Hey.
All right, y'all. All right. Same word. Ready? Go.
All right. It's a blank.
Warning. Yes, it.
Oh, this is a vegetable. It's long. They usually serve it with like a steak. It looks like it's got looks like asparagus. It looks like.
Move on.
All right. You blow these up at a birthday party. Some of them are blown up with helium. Yes. A turkey says this. A turkey makes this noise.
Gobble, gobble.
Yep. You you go to work every day. You go to your
job.
Yes. Alan. I am so
By the way, excellent turkey, by the way. I really enjoyed
you know,
that.
Yeah. It looks like asparagus because
it is asparagus.
All right. It's not a drumstick, that's for sure.
Well, good. Sorry, that meant Stetson got one just sitting there. So it's 4-1 after round one. Alan leads. Here we go into round two. All right, Stetson, you and Billy, are you ready?
Let's go, Billy.
And go.
A snack you eat at the movies.
Popcorn.
Bam.
There you go. Worcestershire is a type of what?
A1.
Yes. There you go. You pay this to go across a bridge or down onto a special road. You pay the?
Ferry.
You have to stop at the booth and pay the?
Ferry.
Blank booth.
The blank booth. You stop at the blank booth and pay the blank. How's that?
The ferry booth.
That's going to help.
Or the boat. Boat booth.
Stetson, do you live on the water?
No, we live in the desert out here. So
So, well, that was a total of three. So, Alan already went for the second day in a row. Randy doesn't have to play because they got the victory there. Yeah, and Stetson is a toll booth. You know, it'll say, warning, toll booth ahead.
You know, like the robot on Lost in Space.
Yeah, the robot actually said danger.
Yeah, I didn't think of it.
Yeah. See, I said danger.
Yeah, I know, but that was wrong. Yeah.
Unless there was a severe thunderstorm coming, then he would say warning.
Right. But, hey, all right. Yeah, hey, all right, remember that, a thunderstorm
Billy
blank.
Gave the best clue for it last week when we had it. Pulls you over and says,
I'm not going to give you a ticket. Yeah. I'm going to let you off with a.
Well, where were you? What
I didn't know. It worked out, but I played it.
Yeah. He got it.
He got it.
Yes.
I've been pulled over by the cops a couple times. I
could have
got that one.
All right. Well, Stetson down in the desert, New Mexico, you take care and you play again anytime, buddy.
Let me give a shout out.
All right, go ahead.
Man, I want to give a shout out to y'all for doing the best morning show anybody around.
We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you, man.
I love listening to y'all in the morning, especially with the wordy word. You know, I didn't do too good, but oh well. There's always next time.
Attaboy.
Oh no, we got caller ID.
I'm going to block my number. I'm going to ask for an extended warranty.
Ah, dude, you take care. And Alan down at Hartwell, good game, my boy. You got the Trophy Tree Stands prize pack headed your way.
Awesome. Can I give a shout out?
Of course.
Oh, I'm going to shout out all my friends and coworkers at Eagle Granite Company in Overton, Georgia.
Well, all right, buddy. Made them proud this morning. Hang on.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Time for the classic bit request of the morning. Who we got here? Amy Holland Mann from Greenwood, South Carolina. Amy says, I always like hearing anything from the Reverend, one of my faves. We'll get the rev up for you here, Amy. Coming up next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Old bud Tom May, Revenge of the Telemarketers. Christopher Fry of South Carolina wanted to hear. We found the one Christopher talking about right here. All right, so here we go, rolling.
Yes, can I speak with Tom May?
Who's calling?
Well, this is Mike Stewart with Network. You've been selected to receive a complete digital satellite system for free. With this, you're going to...
Let me ask you something. Did you know Tom May? Were you a friend of his?
No, I'm not. I'm just calling to...
Hold on. Hold on 1 second, all right? Hey, guys, get really good pictures of the body. Yeah, and dust everything down for prints. Mike, you there?
Yeah.
Let me bring you up to speed. You've actually called a murder scene. Mr. Mabe is no longer with us. I'm Officer Clark. I'm conducting a homicide investigation. I want to ask you a series of questions. First of all, what was the nature of the business you had with Tom Mabe?
I had no business with him. I'm sorry to bother
you. No, hey, hold on. Look, I want to ask you to stay on the phone. This call's already been traced, and we may need you to come in for further questioning.
You don't understand. I'm just calling.
No, look, you don't understand. Unless you want to be charged with obstruction of justice, it's imperative you keep your ass on the phone, Mike.
Well, how about you just talk with my supervisor then?
No, look, we'll get your supervisor in a second here. First of all, give me your whereabouts.
I'm at work.
You're at work?
Yes.
You being a smartass?
No, sir.
Let me put it to you this way, Mike. Say I want to mail your ass a letter. What would I have to write on the outside of that envelope to ensure the mailman would deliver it right to your ass? Geographically speaking, Mike, where is work?
4715 West Street.
Hold on. That's 478?
Yes, sir.
Mike, hold on 1 second, all right?
Yes.
Get the Littleton Police Department Homicide Division on the phone. Yeah, give him this information. Tell him he's being sought in connection with a fatal shooting and aggravated robbery. How did you know Mr. Mabe again?
Well, wait, you're calling the Littleton Police Department? I'm hundreds of miles away. I don't even know the guy. I'm in Colorado.
No, don't let that scare you. That's just a formality. Have you ever been to his place of residence?
No.
All right, and tell me again, Mike, where were you last night between the hours of 8 and 10?
I'm not feeling real comfortable by any of this.
Have you even ever spoken with Mr. Mabe, Mike?
No, I haven't. I don't even know the guy. That's what I've been trying to tell
you. Okay, just calm down. Calm down. Hold on. Look, just back up. I got one more question for you, Mike. As you well know, I'm sure, Mr. Mabe was a flaming homosexual. And there's no easy way of asking that. I don't want to embarrass you or nothing, but... Were you his gay lover?
What? No. What the hell kind of a question?
Look. If gay is your way, that's okay. I still know there's a lot of you gay people in the closet. I'm not saying I haven't thought about myself, you know? Say I was in Las Vegas or something, by a couple drinks, cute little Mexican midget.
This is Sam ridiculous.
Caleb?
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right, we catching up with our man Mark Packer this morning. Good morning, Pac-Man.
John Boy, Billy, rest of the crew, good late Wednesday morning to you. How's everybody doing?
Man, we doing all right, buddy, doing all right. Well, man, the tide rolled, didn't they, buddy?
Boy, Nick Saban and company were pretty good, weren't they? I mean, Monday night, they put on another clinic, and for Nick Saban, First perfect season since 2009. The Tide wins this crazy COVID college football season. They go 13-0 and left no doubts, Johnny. You know, at the end of the night, I don't care who you root for. If you watch the ball game, at the end of the day, the best team in college football, the Alabama Crimson Tide, again for Nick Saban, his sixth national championship at Alabama. And his seventh overall, breaking Bear Bryant's record. Of course, he won one at LSU before this all got started. But you just have to admire the job that he and his kids and his players, administration, and staff did to just navigate through this crazy year. And, man, they were the dominant team. Ohio State had a terrific year, and obviously beating Clemson in the Sugar Bowl was a big accomplishment for them after they wanted the revenge and all that stuff. But at the end of the night, there's no doubt that Alabama was the best team in college football in 2020.
No, and Pack, I'll tell you what, there was no Heisman letdown. You know, sometimes you'll have that, but Devontae Smith, what he did in one half of football, I wish he would have stayed. He wouldn't have got hurt just to see what he could have done in the second half, but that was amazing.
Well, he's a great player, and Alabama's got one of those special combinations of great talent and focused players and great coaching, and boy, you put that combination together, you can do some dangerous stuff. But Devontae Smith, what, he had 12 catches, 215 yards. And, you know, had Bama decided to just keep on throwing it and he stayed healthy, there's no telling what he would have had. Because there was no answer from Ohio State to how in the world you're going to stop Devontae Smith. He's wide open all the time. He's got great speed, great hands. But, you know, when you got a great offensive line and a quarterback that's dialed in and Najee Harris, the running back's terrific and mm-hmm. You know, unbelievable wide receivers and that coaching staff. I mean, again, it's like the perfect storm. And this is a special team. I don't know if I'm going to put them down as the greatest team ever, but I tell you what, their offense was as good as you'd want to see. Between LSU last year and the way they could score with Joe Burrow and all his weapons and what Mac Jones and Devontae Smith and Najee Harris on the offensive line this year for Alabama, it was unbelievable. But with that said, Johnny, I will tell you, you know, the last 3 years of the college football playoff, we've had 9 games, but only one game has been decided by single digits, and that was the Fiesta Bowl a year ago with Clemson and Ohio State. So the average margin is just over 21 a game, and it's hard to believe, as dominant as Bama and Clemson and Ohio State and all these guys have been, that we could get the four best teams in college football together every year for the last 3 years in particular. And quite frankly, never have a close game. It doesn't seem to make any sense, but it is what it is.
That's it, man. All right. Well, looking ahead to next year, who you got?
Well, next year, you know, listen, it's the same old, same old. I mean, you could go Bama, Clemson, Ohio State. They're going to be really good. Georgia's got a ton of talent coming back. And JT Daniels, Texas A&M from the SEC thinks they've kind of turned the corner and should be good. And I'll tell you what, old Mac Brown in North Carolina, I think we'll receive a lot of attention as far as a top 10 team, especially with Sam Howell coming back and a ton of starters. So it'll be the same old. We'll pepper in a couple other new teams. But I know this, September the 4th, right here in our backyard, Georgia, Clemson to kick things off. And, man, it doesn't get much bigger than that to kick off the season. So hopefully we will be COVID-free, no pandemic football, and that'd be the best thing of all worlds. But we got through a crazy football season now, Johnny. We turn our attention to hoops, and we'll see if we can't do the same thing in basketball.
That's it, buddy. Looking forward to put your attention on college basketball now as we run to celebrate Alabama. Unbelievable. Yep. They were the best in the nation.
Yes, they were. Again, 6 times in the last 12 years. They're doing a pretty good job down there in Tuscaloosa.
Not bad. All right, Pack, we appreciate you, buddy. You have a great rest of your week.
You got it, guys. Y'all be good.
All right, buddy. Let's get it, baby.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animate.com.
And we want one of those Alabama Championship footballs from Nygo Sports Collectibles we've been talking about. You better hurry. You can go to thebigshow.com, click on the Nygo Sports banner, take you right to the website. You call 800-345-2868. It will sell out. All right, y'all. See you tomorrow. Love you, mean it.
Oh, enough of this. I must complete my time machine, move time forward, and end this agony.